Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this time together, Lord. There's so much stuff in the Bible, Lord. There's just hard. Sometimes you think, well, geez, where can I go? Where can I look? You know, there's one little thing that we do, and a lot of denominations do, this thing called the lectionary. It's always printed in the top of your bulletin for your own personal devotion sometimes. And the lectionary is laid out in 3 years. And you can read the whole Bible in that particular period of time. You can see the Old Testament, the Psalms, the epistles, the Gospels. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. And how can we fill our heart? The best way is to fill our heart with His Word. Through the spiritual eyes, through the eyes that gets down into our spirit that gives us hope and grace. Thank you for this little church, Lord, and we just thank you for her faithfulness all these years. But we all have a ministry. We're all ministers of the gospel. Families, friends, neighborhoods. Share that hope that we have in Christ with someone today. It's just a simple message. Father, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that I need forgiveness. And I heard that you're a wonderful, loving God. As the young people shared about the story of Joseph, one of his traits was forgiveness. You have forgiven us. We want you to come into my life and be Lord over it. Well, sometimes when we just drift astray, we need to come back into the fold. And it's like the one sheep being lost, and the shepherd goes and gets the one sheep, leaves the 99 behind. That's what God does for us. That prevenient grace, that's something that we talk about where God is always wooing us into that love relationship. So even if you stray, all you got to do is say, Lord, help me get back on the right track. I love you and I trust you, and help me that I can help others with this thing called faith. Looking for a church home. This is a great little church. Not a perfect church, but a great little church. We're full of people who love you and are willing to help one another. We thank you this day in the precious name of Jesus. And all of God's children said, Amen.